You said that you like to, to build tree forts and things when you were young. Did you have any idea that that's what you just were wanting to continue to do for the rest of your life?
No, I don't think so. I think my body was telling me. I always tell the story that my mother, at the when I was about the age of 8 or 9, my mother had a broken vacuum cleaner broke, and I was curious. I was just curious about it, And my mother thought to herself, well, if I give it to him and he breaks it, I have to bring a mechanic in anyway. And if he fixes it, I save the money. So I took it apart and the belt fell off. I put the belt back on again, put it back together again, and it worked. My mother saved $25. So from that point on, she said anything that broke, she'd bring it to me first. And
No, that's awesome.
I probably fixed it about 50% of the time. And then
Okay.
occasionally I'd watch the person come in to fix it. How do you do that? I was just so curious about how things work as a kid. I took things, and I see that in my class all the time. Students take things apart and I'll find these things in parts and I'll go, oh God, who did this? And if they own up, if they own up to it, we'll put it back together again. If they don't, it's just me trying to figure out how to put it back together again. I think they don't want to get yelled at. So if they break something or they take something apart, they freak out and hide it, or and I'm like, no, just please.